it's a good antenna. I just I want to eventually get set up in the car for 2 meter and 440, not just a straight up 2 meter radio.
I just set Diane's car up with a. It's a clone of a Diamond SG7900, and there's an 8 foot tall railroad trestle here. The train's still used. And she goes about 35 miles. It's about 10 over the speed limit here in town through that thing. And I drove up the hill here in Vassar to try to use it simplex to Davison to see if I could fire up somebody I know down there. And I hadn't even really checked it real good yet. And she went out there, and I had only tried it out once. So I had about 5 minutes on the thing, maybe. She goes out for 30 seconds and whips down through there and blast that thing. It's got a 3-magnet antenna mount. She hit that thing going about 35 mile an hour, snapped it right off. I was madder than a wet chicken.
I would have been too. Oh, man. I remember driving through, I forget where I was, downtown Flint or something, with the, it didn't break, but I had that 5/8 wave on one of the vehicles I had going in one of them parking garages, and every, you know, every beam across there, dong, dong, dong.
Yeah, I told her, see, you pull up on it, and then it's spring-loaded in the bottom, you pull up on it, and there's like a hinge mechanism, you fold it over. Yeah, I used to, every time we went over to, the hospital over in Grand Rapids for Nicholas, you know, I'd go in that thing and go up a couple levels, and it'd be doing the same thing. And but this don't do that. That antenna is pretty rigid because there's like 3 traps in it, and it's a Diamond clone, is what it is. The Diamond one, the Japanese Diamond one, or wherever they make those, that's a $150 antenna. We were getting these for $25. I just got to check and make sure it's tunable or in tune or whatever, and then I just used a 3-magnet base for it because we had one antenna blow right off a vehicle flying down I-75 this summer, KB-80OE.